Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
And hello, my friends. Final time of 2024. It is the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Gary, Chuck Yancey, and we will have coming up in the first, the next segment, Zach Berry of the Ole Miss Spirit, followed up by Harry Harrison and Gordon Ford. We'll do a little football, a little basketball, and that big segment of the show. Plus your text messages at 426-1093. We got a couple of those. You can bounce in a couple of more. All right, boys, Santa Claus good to everybody?
Yeah, man. I tell you what, by next Christmas, I'll probably have it paid for, too.
Yancey and I were having a conversation prior to the show. Yeah. Like, I'm really glad we're working tonight. I got the regular show going. Grizzlies have 5 road games. I'm going to stay home and work the Ole Miss football game instead of going to spend all that money
there you go.
So I can pay for Santa.
Yeah. Santa gets more and more expensive every year.
That's not good news here, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's okay. I don't care. It's just money. Who cares?
Well,
that's
right. And I will say, and I need it. You boys can see the old round tummy here after the it constantly grows and grows and grows. Little man got a real basketball goal outside, so I've actually been doing a little moving. I've actually gotten outside and tried to do some work.
Yeah.
Got to do something.
Yeah. Is he already beating you one-on-one?
No.
How old is he
now? But it won't take long.
How old is he
now, Gary? Little guy's only 5.
Okay.
Older guy's 10, and he'll go out there and shoot with us.
Sure.
Doesn't care.
Yeah.
5-year-old's pretty competitive with it all.
Well,
yep.
Start the pig. That's where it all starts.
That's fun.
All right, so let's talk first about this. First South Farm Credit, over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture, ready to guide you through the financial journey at First South Farm Credit. So I know we're going to get into football a little bit later on, but we had basketball against Memphis on Saturday. I know you've got some thoughts on that, but Chuck, some of your thoughts on what you watch with the Rebels in Memphis.
Well, they just got beat. I mean, a motivated Memphis team, a big team, a long team. I thought that our length finally caught up with us a little bit. Lack of length in Memphis was they wanted it worse than we did, it looked to me like. I mean, I'm not panicking over that loss, but some deficiencies showed up for the Rebels.
Yeah, my sentiments are the exact same. Chuck hit it on the nail on the head. I mean, lack of length there hurt them. But, you know, Memphis played with their hair on fire, so to speak.
Yep.
And Ole Miss didn't. They didn't match the intensity. They didn't shoot well. They continue to get off to slow starts, and they got to figure that out, Chucky.
Yeah, no question about it.
Well, since there are a lot of things in the Ole Miss and SEC news, I'm going to slide one in. 10 SEC teams now ranked in the top 24. Ole Miss is 24 in the AP.
Yeah, they dropped 8 spots, right?
They stayed in the top 45 in the NCAA net rankings.
39.
It's fallen a little bit. Yeah, it's down in the 40s. Low 40s, 40, 41, something like that.
Yeah.
For one loss, man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
We're 31 before the game.
Yeah. And the two losses Purdue's number 20 and Memphis is number 21. Now you got Georgia next, who's in the others receiving votes category, and 11-1. So the net ranking's not going anywhere. You just got to win some games.
They've got a 6'11 freshman that's their second leading scorer. It's pretty good. But the rest of them, they're guard-oriented like Ole Miss is. So maybe if we see a little more John Bowl on that 6'11 freshman they've got, that could be interesting.
No doubt. But, you know, as you know, Michael White, he's had Ole Miss's number. Doesn't matter who the coach is or what school he coaches for. He's really had Ole Miss's number, so it'd be good if the Rebels can get a little payback.
Let's get into your five things, Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham runs nine of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, I could be wrong, Gary, Chucky. As you know, that's quite often. But I just don't see how Duke is going to be able to give Ole Miss a competitive game. They're missing their main two quarterbacks and their star running back. The Rebels' defense is one of the best, if not the best, defense in the country. All I can say is good luck, Blue Devils. Thought number two, look for Bentley to have a career game in the Gator Bowl. I hear he's looking better than ever during practices, bowl preparations, and I also hear that Bentley will get the ball a lot. If this holds true, it will be a nice way to send off for the senior tailback who still has to be scratching his head how his senior season unfolded. Thought number three, speaking of football, the Rebels have the number one or number two rated portal class in the country right now, depending on which rankings you follow. Having said that, there are still several important holes to fill, including running back, offensive line, and defensive backfield. Thought number four, I'm not going to overreact over the men's basketball butt-whipping to Memphis State Saturday. Ole Miss didn't match the Tigers' intensity, and their shots simply didn't fall. But I would be amiss if I didn't say that I'm still not concerned about the Rebels' lack of overall length on the court. And the last thought of the day, maybe I'm just always looking for the positive, but I'm really impressed with the development of John Bowl and Eduardo Klafke. If Ole Miss is going to have the success they need to move forward, those two will be the two key pieces of the puzzle.
All right, I'll correct myself. Ole Miss 39 in the net, Memphis 40.
Yeah.
After looking that up. Zach Berry's next.
Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats the Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physician for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great location Atkins to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Don't forget those text messages, friends, 662-426-1093. We'll get to some of those. In the next segment, I'll tell you about Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929, 54 locations across six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. We welcome back in from the Ole Miss Spirit, Zach Berry. Hello, sir.
Good evening. How are we doing?
Hey, brother. How you doing, my man?
We're good. Getting ready for this final stretch before the Gator Bowl. And did some research today. I think things are going to pick up after the calendar turns over to 2025. So Ole Miss fans can take a breath. It'll all be okay.
So let's just talk about what's already done. It's 17 guys in the portal already. The number two ranked portal class. But the question I want to pose to you that I posed on our message board today. Last year we signed difference makers in Nolan and Poupall and Trey Amos. Who are the difference makers out of these 17 we've signed in your mind?
I think first off, you got to look at, I think Dejon Stribling is going to be someone that is counted on almost immediately when he comes in. Ole Miss is having to replace Trey Harris, obviously. And that was a big piece. When he was healthy, he was the best in the conference. And I think that's pivotal for Ole Miss to be successful on offense is to have that big body wide receiver. And I think that he's going to be counted on to be that guy. I think outside of him, as far as instant impact guys, I think you have to look at a guy like Andrew Jones from Grambling. Played a lot of football, made a lot of tackles. You mentioned Poupall. You got to replace that guy. All-SEC, All-American caliber player, arguably had one of the best grades on Pro Football Focus in terms of tackling and being efficient doing it. So I think that he's going to be right there with Taj Chambers and Jaden Yates at the linebacker position to go along with T.J. Daugherty and Suntarian Perkins. So those, to me, are the standouts as the immediate impact dudes. And then lastly, you got to talk about the edge guys. Prince Will, Mommy Ellen, Deshaun Womack. I think they're going to step right in and be counted on. And then the fun one to me is Luke Haas. Putting him next to Daquan Wright is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
So talk to me a little bit about what you think about Lacy, the running back out of Missouri. Because obviously it looks like they're still looking for another running back, but what do we have now in case they don't get one?
Yeah, I mean, he was somebody that Ole Miss desperately wanted out of high school. And I think that he's not proven. He hasn't carried the football a lot. He didn't do a lot at Missouri this season. But Charles Power, On3's director of scouting and rankings, was a huge fan. For a guy that was close to 200, probably plays closer to 210, 215 now after being in a strength and conditioning program in college. Just a guy that would rip off long runs in high school. I mean, running away from people in high-level football in Texas and has the power to run between the tackles. This isn't a scat back that's going to, you know, flash some track speed. He's got some physicality to him. So I'm interested to see what he will look like when Ole Miss gets him into their strength and conditioning program and get him in this offense where he can get out in space because he's good. He's good catching the football too. So, good burst, good acceleration, and I think he's a lot more physical than people think he is.
Zach, a guy that's intriguing to me, and I don't know a lot about him except that he was a 5-star out of high school, is Kalem Odom from Alabama. Is he wide receiver or tight end? He's 6'5", 230?
Yeah, he's playing around 220, 225. Ole Miss always recruited him as a wide receiver. That was part of the reason why Ole Miss was basically in line to get him. Pretty much everybody else recruited him as a tight end. He started out as a tight end in high school, and then he just got to where he was so valuable at Carrollton High School in Georgia. They just put him out wide, and he would just win one-on-one matchups. So he's kind of naturally a wide receiver. He was always listed as a tight end, but he was someone, again, that people describe him as a bouncy athlete. He's got explosive movements. His dunk reel from high school was pretty impressive. A guy that's 6'5 and, you know, pushing 225, 230 that can still get up off the floor is impressive. So super athletic, still pretty green. He got some receptions and mop-up duty for Alabama, but you have to love the upside. And Joe Cox recruited and signed him at Alabama. Now he's at Ole Miss. He's coaching tight ends, but you know that him and George McDonald have probably had a lot of conversations about Caleb Odom and what he brings. So somebody that may take a little bit to get going and to get settled in the offense because he's still young. But, I mean, you want to talk about someone that's capable of, you know, putting up a four-reception, 95-yard game, and that's your guy right there in Caleb Odom.
Zach, a lot of eyes here on the running back. They struck out with the Alabama running back, which kind of hurt them with Fluff that ended up at Mississippi State. So, you know, they kind of struck gold, so to speak, when the Tulane running back, who's by far the top one in the country, is available now. We all know that his brother is a five-star cornerback high school that signed with Oregon. Kind of gives the Ducks an inroads there. What kind of logistic shot does Ole Miss have to get him on campus later this week when they get back from Jacksonville? And what are your feelings in general about him?
Yeah, logistically, I think it's on Ole Miss's side because Oregon is playing in the college football playoff, and I did my picks today on our board. I pick Oregon to win. Hard to beat a team twice in one season. I think Oregon's good enough to beat Ohio State. So if Oregon is still playing football, that's going to make it more difficult for Oregon to, you know, focus on his recruitment and what he needs. So Ole Miss wants Oregon to keep playing. Another wrinkle with the
great
logistics
point
with him, with Mekhi Hughes, Jordan James is still playing for Oregon, and yep, he could go to the NFL, but he could stay. So if he stays in Eugene, does Mekhi Hughes look elsewhere? Does it matter to him? That's another thing that I think is important. As far as getting him on campus, I think that's crucial for Ole Miss. Everyone kind of pointed to Ole Miss as the favorite when he initially got in. Then Oregon started to call him. You mentioned the brother. He's got Naheem Alford there. So Oregon obviously has a leg up because of that. But if Ole Miss can get him on campus, get him in a room, start talking with the Grove Collective, and sit him down with Lane Kiffin, and they can talk about what he brings. But yeah, I mean, he's a highly productive guy that was really, really good at Tulane. And the thing that stuck out to me, Yancey, was he was very effective against Power Four opponents.
Yeah.
Almost put up 100 on Ole Miss a couple years ago. He was really good against Oklahoma. So he's had some games where it's not just him, you know, beating up on American Athletic Conference opponents. I mean, he had close to 80 against Oklahoma. He had over 120 against Kansas State. And then some of the actual big games, they had a shootout with North Texas. He put up almost 200. So back-to-back 1,000-yard season. So kind of like Kevin Lacy, where he doesn't, you know, you don't look at him and think he's a super physical guy, but, you know, 5'11", 215, low to the ground, just hard to tackle type guy that is really good after contact. So he would fit right in with what Ole Miss needs. They need to be more physical between the tackles and be explosive. And I think that he'd form quite the trio with the other new guys coming in, with Kevin Lacy and Shakai Mills-Nice, the four-star high school signing.
One last question. Offensive line, defensive backfield, still some holes to fill there. They're not really in it on a couple four-star offensive linemen out of the portal. Does that mean that they kind of got their eyes set on some other guys that could go into the portal later on? And where do you see things shaking out there on the line?
Got about 1 minute, Zach. 1 minute. 1 minute.
Yeah, I think they're going to wait. Like I said, I did some research today. I looked at the past portal classes, and there were the last three a ton of impact guys that Ole Miss signed after New Year's. So I think that they're going to be patient and try to find the right fit. So I don't think they're going to press the issue there at all as far as offensive line.
Thank you.
Zach, thanks a lot, buddy.
As always, we'll be good talking stuff to you next week. Thank you.
All right, fellas, have a good one.
You too.
We'll come back with your text messages and more in just a few.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Still to go, we discussed things with Harry Harrison and Gordon Ford. We thank Zach Berry for being on with us and for you listening. And shout out to the listener who text messaged in on the way to Nashville and is listening to the show on I-65 on the way up to Nashville.
All right.
Yeah, always good to have that and to all of you that are listening along the way. Text messages are brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw, and let's start here. First of all, the first one that came in was Colorado put insurance policies on Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter. Do we know if Ole Miss is doing anything similar to any of their players?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's pretty standard. We've been doing that for a long time. Eli Manning had one. You know, anybody that's considered a top draft choice has some type of liability insurance. Yeah.
So obviously a lot was made. Cam Ward said a record touchdown passing for Miami, didn't play the second half. Miami loses the game. Social media, everybody goes a little nuts. So the question comes in about that, and then the person here says, I want Dart to get the passing record here, and
he's
then maybe
the
sees Simmons run things after that.
Dart's already got every record. What record is he going after? So here's the thing. Dart will play until Ole Miss has a comfortable lead, and then they'll put Austin Simmons in there.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, he'll play the whole game. He's there to play. He's not there to sit. He doesn't have a any discernible record in sight. He already owns all the records.
Because you imagine being down 2 points with a minute left and get the ball off, and Darn says, I'm just going to sit on here on the sideline. No, I mean, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
That's not in Darn's DNA.
It's disrespectful to the Bulls, too. And I've heard a lot of people complain about the Bulls. I thought they've been fascinating, even though I've been getting my butt kicked on the Bulls.
I think
outside of two or three bowl games where it's been blown, I mean, they're all coming down to the very last kick. I mean, I think they'd be great. But that is terrible for college football to do what he did.
Like both teams Iowa and Mizzou were missing some of their best players.
Yeah, that's fine.
27-24 right. On a 56-yard field goal by Mizzou to win the game.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was a good football game.
It's giving young players a chance to make their name for the next season. It gives the coaches an evaluation tips to see what they can do for those.
And that's what I'm hoping for in the Gator Bowl. We're ahead.
Yes.
I mean, Duke doesn't have their top two quarterbacks.
running backs. Yes.
I mean, come on. If we're not up by three touchdowns at halftime.
By the end of the first quarter.
Yeah. I mean, we don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that we're down there and don't care.
So. Yeah. I mean, I don't think Ole Miss is going to be doing jumping jacks about the whole thing, but I think they're going to be excited. I think the line's gone from 12 to 18 and a half
right
in the last week and a half. So everybody else thinks the same thing, but they should whip them. And I think Ole Miss will get up big, and I think it's going to give all the young players a chance and opportunity to play. But, you know, back to the Cam Ward situation, I mean, it just doesn't even – that's not in – Dart's DNA.
No.
The last, 1 minute, and all you got to do is go 30 yards to win the game, and he's just like, no, I'm not going to play. I mean, after getting the TD record, right, the all-time TD record, it's a bad look.
See, I think someone just texted in, I think he still trails Eli in touchdown passes. So let me pull up game notes.
We'll figure
that out to be sure. The other one I think we kind of answered. And the question was, guys, I'm not hearing much hype about the defense this year in the NIL or the transfer portal. But with Zach, we just both discussed a lot of defensive people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they're making their hay.
Linebackers, safety, a couple of defensive ends, a couple of cornerbacks. There's plenty of defensive players on there. Now, are they dominant-type players like Walter Nolan and Pooh Paul and Trey Amos? We'll have to find out. But.
Yeah, what they've done, Chucky, is I think they've gotten a lot of guys like Trey Amos. Trey Amos had not played at Bama yet. He redshirted, but word out of the camp was he was going to be really good. He played well at ULL before he came to Alabama, but he had that high ceiling, but he wasn't proven like a Pooh Paul. Walter was not proven. He was coming out of a shell at A&M, but you knew he was going to get there. And when you look at players like Womack, you look at the Nebraska defensive end, Princely's little brother, you look at Jones there at Grambling.
Same type players.
The guys that you feel like are going to get there under the right tutelage. But I don't think they got those ready-made, proven players like we saw with the Pooh Paul, and you can make an argument with Walter Nolan, but I do think they've got some guys like Trey Amos.
Good. That's good enough for me.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to some injuries, too. Brought to you by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, official orthopedic team physician for Ole Miss Athletics, part of the Oxford community for 27 years with clinics in Oxford, Grenada, Calhoun City, Cleveland, Hernando, and Tupelo. Reach them by phone, 662-513-2000. To request that appointment, or you go to the website, oxfordortho.org.
Well, obviously, Matthew Morrell is back after having, a lower back injury for two or three games?
Yeah. Well, I think it was his leg.
I think it was his leg.
But it was injury, but he's back. We don't, not playing the best right now, but he is definitely back.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And then with Diggs, there's a lot of there's a lot of word that maybe he does play, talking about Logan Diggs for the football program, that he plays in the bowl game. I know that he is itching to get out there on the field. He still has his knee brace on, so a lot of people talk about he's not quite as fast. He's not, he doesn't look as crisp as he was before the injury. Well, he has a knee brace on, but I know that's going off in the spring, and I think we'll get a much better picture of what he is compared to pre-surgery when he gets that knee brace off.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are discounting that kid, and I don't know why.
I do too.
They're talking about Kewon Lacy and Mills Knight. And then if we sign somebody else, we got him, and then they're not even mentioning Diggs. I don't know. I think Diggs might be the gem in there.
If they can get this Tulane running back here at Ole Miss, I mean, it's going to be on that young quarterback, and obviously there's going to be a lot of new pieces on the offensive line. They need that structure there with that running game, with the running back. Yep. He's run for over 900 yards after contact the last 2 years, leads the country that. So someone that can make their own yards. And with the Ole Miss's offensive line, as we saw with Q, you need that kind of back.
Thanks to the text messages coming in, it is a passing yardage record. He needs 49 to tie, 50 to pass, Eli.
Gotcha.
For the top. All right, we're back in a few.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Coming up in this portion of the program, Harry Harrison first, Gordon Ford after that. It's brought to you by the Farese Group, our partner in retirement. Farese Group, 20 years experience. Proven track record to help retirees invest in, not outlive their savings during retirement. If you're nearing that or already retired, call the Farese Group office at 601-607-4141 for a free consultation. Let's bring in our friend Harry Harrison first. Hello, sir.
What's going on, my man? I'm up on, I got some friends in from out of town, do a little late Christmas, so I'm sitting on a bench in front of McEwen's.
Right. There you go. That's
your home. Noise, I'm not responsible for.
No, we can't hear a thing.
So, Harry, I want to ask you something. The most important question for you to me is, when you get down to Jacksonville, are you going to play Sawgrass?
Absolutely. 11:30 tee time on the first.
Good for you.
Nice.
Good for
there you.
You
go. There
good
you
for
go.
You.
I'm looking for some folks to play with me. Walker Jones is in. I think Curry Luber's in, and we'll see who else. Maybe
good
else
for you. Good for you.
Good. I know. Harry, what you know with Duke missing so much, the two quarterbacks, running back, what kind of matchup is that going to be for Duke's offense against Ole Miss defense?
Well, you know, Yancey, number one, we hadn't played in over a month, so you know, do we have that continuity we had at the end of the season? And hopefully, the answer to that is yes. Those guys are all professional type players, and I think they will be. You know, the question is, if things get out of hand, and that's what we hope will happen quickly, how long will they play? But the offensive line for Duke, I've seen their film. They're pretty darn good. And they have not run the ball well, and their starting running back is not playing, but they've got another guy that's got 300-400 yards rushing. He's going to be in the game. A quarterback who has actually he's one attempt and one completion on the season. So hopefully we get in his grill pretty quick. Don't let him get comfortable and really get off to a great start.
Chuck's been really big on Duke's defense. You know, Diaz is a defensive coach. Did they keep most of their players on that side of the ball? What kind of matchup is that?
Yeah, they did. So if you, I take it that you guys watched the Peach Bowl last year, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was the same type defensive scheme you're going to see. Not quite the same type of players. You're not going to have an Abdul Carter in that game Thursday night, but you're going to have the same scheme. So those guys are going to put 6 and 7 in the box. They're going to dare you to run at it. They want you to throw, but they're going to blitz a lot. They're going to bring a lot of pressure. So pass pro. And we got to be able to run the ball. You can't just go into that game and plan standing back there, regardless of who we play at quarterback, and throw it 40, 50 times. So you got to establish the run in that game. But they're going to stack the box. I mean, that's going to be their MO, pretty much like Penn State tried to do to us last year. And we did a good job, of course, running and throwing in that game. But it took us a little while to get that scheme figured out. But that's what you're going to see come Thursday night. They got a linebacker, all ACC, about 16 tackles for losses on the season, five or six sacks. And they got a cornerback who was also ACC with three picks. His number is 0, and his last name is Rivers. So they got some players on that side. Their defensive front is not as talented as the Rebels, but they still, their scheme is to put pressure on you, bring pressure, and if you don't pick it up, you don't get that back to step up and block that blitzing linebacker. Those offensive linemen miss a block, then it could be a long night. We want to keep Jackson Dart clean in that pocket.
Harry, did you get a chance to go to any of the bowl practices?
I did. I actually saw one practice on a Friday, which was prior to them going on Christmas break. It's the only time I was able to get there. So I got some questions too, Chuck. Who's going to fill in for Pooh Paul? Of course, we're going to start Corey Coleman in that situation. And then, you know, who's going to – we're missing two safeties that played the same position. Yam Banks got hurt in the Florida game. And then Moore, you know, got number seven, got in the portal. So, I only have to assume if you get in the portal, you're probably not going to play. You're probably not going to travel to Jacksonville.
Yeah,
so, we've got to come up with another safety somewhere, and that'll be interesting to see who fills that spot.
You think T.J. Banks, maybe?
I bet you T.J. Banks might get an opportunity.
That would be my first guess, except they played him at corner all season.
Yeah.
So, you're gonna work him in there in a matter of, you know, a week or 10 days.
Yeah.
I don't know how that would work. It could be one of those guys that's been running second or third team all year. I don't know the answer to that. But, you know, we lost three guys in that position. Of course, I just mentioned two of them, but Key Lawrence, who really kind of never worked his way into the lineup. We lost him early in the season when he said, yeah, I'm going to get back in the portal. He just never grasped the system at all. I asked him, one of the coaches, about him, and he just didn't pick it up. He didn't grasp the system, and then so they didn't play him. Special teams, of course, but so it's going to be interesting to see because, you know, they're going to try to throw some hitches and some short passes, try to get their quarterback. I think it's pronounced Belin, B-E-L-I-N, could be Belin. I don't know how they're going to pronounce that, but he hadn't had much action. But he's going to be their guy, and I'm sure they're going to try to figure something out to make him comfortable in that position. But what could be uncomfortable is those Rebels hanging around his neck all night.
That's right. So you haven't gone to practice. The one question that I get more than anything is, what's the real story with Logan Diggs?
Logan Diggs is practicing, Chuck, with a brace on his knee. I don't see Logan Diggs playing in this game. I maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure he's going to be on the trip. But he started practicing the week or two before the Mississippi State game. And obviously you didn't see many action there. I think his knee is probably okay. I think, you know, mentally, you know, he maybe not as convinced that knee is good, but he has been practicing with a brace on that knee. And as a running back, I don't think you want to be out there with a brace on your knee. So I don't know that you're going to see him. I think you're probably going to wait and see him in spring practice, 25.
Harry, what question about offensive line? A lot of people with Williams and Pounds projecting that as the bookends there on the offensive line next season. Pettis has gone to Florida State. Do you think they play those two on the bookends to get a preview for next season?
And that's what I thought, Yancey, when I went out to practice. But what I didn't see that day, I did not see Jaden Williams. I saw Bulow playing right tackle. And then, of course, Scott playing right guard. And then the left side was the same matchup we've been talking about. But I didn't see Jaden Williams that day. Now, I you know, in talking to Billy Glasscock, who is our general manager, he's real high on both those tackles coming back, Jaden Williams and, of course, Diego Pounds. But Jaden Williams was not in the lineup that day. Now, I don't know if he was – I have no idea where he was. Okay?
Yeah, I forgot that Bulow had played right tackle all of last spring.
Yeah.
So that's a logical move.
And he got a start. He got a start in.
Ball. Yeah.
This ball too, Chuck. So he's not far into that position, even though he's probably better at being inside. But far into the right tackle position.
And they think Bulow's going to be granted another year and be back here at Ole Miss next season, so that makes sense as well.
They think he is or they hope he is?
Well,
I don't know the answer to that. You guys have got to come up with a question there. I have no idea about that.
But the way they're giving everybody extra years right now, I think it looks good. I mean, if you want another year, and if they pass this JUCO rule where you can not
JUCO
even count against your eligibility, I mean, we'll have 26, 27-year-old seniors coming up in that couple years, so we'll see.
It's certainly different than when I came through here, that's for sure.
Man,
I would have been a lot better 24 or 25 too.
Oh goodness gracious. Of course.
Who wouldn't?
Harry, my man, thanks for joining us. We'll talk with you on Thursday on the broadcast.
All right, I'll have to get back to you after I play Sawgrass.
Yes, we'll talk about it next week with you. We'll get your post analysis
don't freeze up on 17 now.
Well, I played with a guy who made a hole in one on 17, Walker Jones.
Oh,
Walker,
yeah.
Bugs down there.
Yeah, so, you know what? He actually shanked it off of a rock in front of the and it jumped up, hit the pin, and bounced in.
That's not his story, Chuck.
I know it's not.
He peered a sandwich by his account.
All right, bud.
Thank you, Harry.
Thank you very much. Now we'll just keep rolling with Gordon Ford, who's on the phone. Gordon, hello.
How are you? Merry Christmas, and I hope y'all had a good one.
We did, except for the Memphis game.
That was terrible, Chuck, and I actually was there. I was just kind of stunned how bad the Rebels shot. And then when Mikael Brown Jones got kicked out, it seemed like that was the end of it there. Yeah. But I'll say this, and I know you're going to ask me some stuff, but I'm going to tell you, Brakefield, Morrell, and Dre Davis, they were nowhere to be found. And they they did not give any effort. I heard they had a very intense practice today. They practiced from 10:30 to about 4:30, watching films and everything. And I think there was a little bit of come-to-Jesus meeting there. But I'm going to tell you, they're playing a Georgia team. This Saturday has a 6'11 center, Newell, who is the real deal. And a lot of people say he's NBA. And they are 12-1, that being Georgia.
He's a freshman, too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a freshman. True freshman. Yes, sir.
And to your point with Morrell, the plus-minus ratio with each player during the Memphis-Ole Miss game, I still like to call them Memphis State, but the Memphis-Ole Miss game, Matthew Morrell led at a minus 25 points while he was in the game. Sean Padula was second at minus 21. Malik Dia was third at minus 19. The positive points that people made, led by none other than John Bowl. They were plus 12. Nobody else was up more than plus 3 positive points while they were in the game. Was Bowl. I thought he was really kind of the story of the game. You could kind of see him breaking out of that shell. What do you think about that, G-Man?
No, I think you're absolutely right. And actually, today I had said some things about him. And the bottom line is I think he's going to get more game time. And the thing is about him, I mean, he's 7'2". He missed a dunk, but made a dunk. He altered some shots. You know, they had to come back in with Cisse at the end because, man, he was, you know, giving Memphis some trouble. And the bottom line is, you know, you don't want this guy transferring. He's a, you know, McDonald's All-American, and you got to play him. That's all there is to it. And you need size, and he is size.
He may not be
ready totally, but he needs to play.
Yep.
I'd like to give him about 60 of my pounds, but I don't think he wants fat. I think he wants muscle.
Well, he's put on 30 pounds since he's got there, and he needs another 35 or 40.
But, and he will. You know, he's going to be a man-child.
Jump, he blocks shots, you know.
And then Eduardo Klafke was the next player that had positive points at plus 3. His defense has really been coming along. You can see he's getting more confident with his shot, get more aggressive offensively. Where do you see his role moving forward?
Which one were you asking about?
Eduardo
Klafke.
I'm sorry.
Eduardo Klafke.
Yeah, I think that he's a very good player. They're very, very high on him. And I think he needs to play more, too. I mean, he gets in there and he goes 2-for-2. He gets 3-pointers. He defends. He was a highly sought-after player, too, but he does need more game time, and I think he's going to get it.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of little things. He had a couple blocks in the shot, a couple steals, in the game. He's all-around game really moving forward. And then to me, you know, Dre Davis and Brown Jones, those are kind of your dogs down low, the guys that do the dirty work. They got to have one of those be consistent for the whole game and really need them both. But Dre's just kind of in and out. You know, one game he's dominant, the next game you don't even know where he is. What is the feeling inside the IPF about getting those guys consistent?
Well, first of all, I like Mikael Brown Jones. I think he's very good. I think he has some sort of illness where he can't play a whole lot. But I'm going to tell you, he kept us in that game Saturday. And once he went out, it was over with.
Yeah.
Davis, I don't know what's going on with him. I know that, you know, He was a great player at Seton Hall. They won the NIT. And, you know, he's a jumper. They're real high on him. But he just didn't show up. And I'm like you. I think the size of Memphis messed with him. And yeah. I think that, you know, he's going to see size on Saturday with Newell. But then again, Georgia, and I've talked to a lot of people about him, you know, they play 3 to 5 guards. And Mike White, he's into that. They got another power forward, Godfrey, who's about 6'8". But, you know, they got a transfer from Vanderbilt who's in there. But their guards are really good. And they've got another kid, McLemore Montgomery, that's just played the last 3 games, averaging 16 points a game. So I think it's going to be a tough game for the Rebels. And bottom line, their guards are big. Ours are small.
Well, I think what's going to help, too, is – talking about a big game is environment. I saw that it's officially sold out. They're doing Oxford Appreciation Day for that Georgia game. As we know, the timing isn't perfect, playing right after the bowl game, just having a packed environment. I think that's going to really give a boost to that squad.
Well, I have all the faith in the world in Chris Beard, and he will get them going.
All but right, Gene.
All right, it's my time, but have a great New Year, guys.
You too.
Thank
guys.
You, G.
Thank you,
buddy. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
We
bye-bye.
Finish up the program with a lot of things to go still, so stay with us.
I'm a lover man. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. I don't know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color T-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
SEC and Ole Miss Outlook brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. As Chuck says, you know she's worth it. They're the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. Ole Miss women's basketball team playing Alcorn State 22-9 at the end of the first quarter. They will open up Thursday in the SEC at Auburn. We have talked about number 24 Ole Miss men. They open up Saturday at 11 at the SJB Pavilion. against 12-1 Georgia. I mentioned earlier, Mizzou beat Iowa 27-24 in the Music City Bowl today. SEC 5-3 in bowl games, with Alabama playing Michigan, South Carolina against Illinois, LSU, Baylor all tomorrow, Texas and Arizona State in the college football playoffs on Wednesday, Georgia, Notre Dame on Wednesday, and then Thursday, Ole Miss and Duke in the Tax Slayer Bowl in Jacksonville.
Give me your college football playoff picks.
I like Texas over Arizona State. I like Notre Dame to beat Georgia. I just don't think without Beck, I think defensively they're too good. I think Oregon beats Notre Dame. I mean, Ohio again? State yeah, again.
I did too.
And then the fourth is what's the last game?
Which one?
Boise and Penn State. I think Penn State wins.
Yeah, Penn State just got a free pass, didn't they?
I think Ohio State's going to beat Oregon.
Oh, that wouldn't shock me.
I've got Oregon. I got Oregon as well. I think Ohio State played their minds out, and usually when you see that, I mean, they were struggling for several games. Even lost to Michigan, a 6-6 team at the end of the year. I think they're the best team in football. I think they win it all.
Red and Blue Chip Recruiting Summit brought to you by the Grove Collective, trying to enhance those NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student-athletes.
Yeah, more portal news. Washington State defensive back Stephen Hall was offered by Ole Miss a couple of days ago. He's rated the 24-ranked corner. He had 65 tackles, 5.5 tackles for loss, interception, and a defensive touchdown in the two seasons with Washington State. As you know, Washington State is no longer in the Pac-10, so you see a lot of those players leaving right now. Ole Miss, Southern Cal, Florida, and State are the teams to watch. He's out of Olive Branch, oddly enough. Four-star Nevada cornerback Michael Coates has been offered by Ole Miss. He was offered yesterday. He's from Biloxi. These players from Mississippi playing way off. Kind of interesting. He was a first-team All-Mountain West selection. He had 17 pass deflections and 4 interceptions. Kind of like the Tulane running back transfer. I think this guy right here, Michael Coates, would be huge for Ole Miss. He just set up a visit to Mississippi State. And so I think it comes down. He's, again, a kid from Biloxi. He's had an 89.2 PFF grade for the season. That was number 3 out of all cornerbacks in the country. So remember that name. Michael Coates would be big for Ole Miss. Ole Miss set up an official visit that's going to come in next Monday. Texas State in Ben Bell, and he's a guy that's 6'2", 260. He's the number 7 rush in the transfer portal, 4-star guy, number 62 overall. He redshirted this year because he wanted to save his eligibility. He had 57 tackles, 10 sacks, and 16 tackles for a loss last season. So another high-level guy that hopefully Ole Miss can bring in. Those are, and then we talked obviously a little bit earlier about the Tulane running back. They're trying to get him in after the Jacksonville when they come back in for that. Get him in Friday, Saturday. He's the number 1 overall running back in the portal, the number 3 overall prospect. Rushed for 2,800 yards, 22 touchdowns the last 2 years. That's Mikhail Hughes out of there at Tulane. And then going by the portal numbers, when you look at the 17 signees, you've got 3 defensive backs, 3 linebackers, 2 defensive linemen, 1 running back, 3 wide receivers, 1 tight end, 3 offensive linemen, and who they believe is the best field goal kicker in the country next year. So that was a huge one. So that's kind of it on the portal news.
And we'll get to the good, bad, and ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, Riverland has you covered, whether it's home or business. GAF Master Elite Contractor. They offer warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text 662-644-4297 or go to the website riverlandroofing.com.
Well, the Rebel portal class, as Yancey just said, in football is currently ranked number 2 in the country, and more are anticipated to be pursued as the college football playoff ends and more players get in the portal. The men's basketball team dropped 8 spots in the polls, but they're still in the good part of the story because they're still in the top 25 at number 24. The men's hoop team went to Memphis and took a bit of a beat down at the hands of the Memphis Tigers at the FedEx Forum. True, the Tigers were playing like men possessed, and true, the Rebels had an off night shooting the ball, but they picked a bad time to have their worst game of the year. That could have been a very good Quad 1 win on their worksheet, and those are things that are going to be needed as the Rebels now enter the gauntlet of the SEC.
All right. 2024. Yancey, yeah. What do you got to say about it?
It's been a great year. I'm looking forward to 25.
Well, we will come back and do one of these next week. Yes, sir.
How about a score for Wednesday?
Score for Wednesday. You mean
Thursday. Yeah, I know. It's so hard. 6:30.
Yep. Central time. I'll start the pregame at 4:30 and say that Ole Miss wins by 24 or more. Pretty easy.
I'm going to say 48-7.
Good grief.
Yeah, I think it could be.
I'm going to say 66-0. Come on, guys.
I'm looking at a 38-10, something like that.
Yeah, 40. I think we'll score in the 40s.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll hold them to 7, though.
Yeah, well, maybe they give up a late touchdown or something.
Well, that third-team quarterback's going to be tough now.
they should win handily. I'm excited. I hope they do get up big and we get to see all the young players that they're going to be relying on next year. That's the big picture to me.
I agree.
And getting win number 10.
Yep.
Yep. Back-to-back seasons. Huge.
Happy New Year.
Howdy, toddy.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.